Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. This is Way of the Dreamer with the radio show with Robert Noss. This is where we celebrate the power of dreams, coincidence, and imagination. I think after the last week, you know, most of us are ready for some play, yes. So I've arranged a play date with one of my favorite dream players. Her name is Kelly Walden, Kelly Sullivan Walden. We'll give you her website and so on in a moment. She's written many books. She's produced dream oracle cards and other goodies. She's got her own radio show and a wonderful website. We'll give that to you later. But the most fun thing about Kelly is that she is such fun, and she makes dreams fun, and she understands we have adventures and entertainment and relaxation and, yes, regeneration waiting for us in the vast field of dreams. So welcome, Kelly.
Hello, Robert. I'm so excited to be in this play box with you. The sandbox, the playhouse, whatever.
Yes, yes, the sandbox. Well, this is all I want to do. I have no plan for this particular class. I think we called it Dream Destinations and Adventure Travel or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
You and I both know, and this has always been true, that dreaming we can travel without leaving home, and dreaming we can be as social as we like. Doesn't mean that there aren't consequences for what we do in our dreams. It doesn't mean that we can be completely amoral. As a matter of fact, funnily enough, very relevant today, dreams sometimes restore people's inner moral sense. They restore the voice of conscience. They restore the inner compass to people who are just acting crazy in ordinary life. But I just want to start off, as I like to do, with a little story. I'm going to give you a little dream vignette from my life from the early hours of yesterday morning. Would that be all right with you?
I would love that, yes.
It's such a small, silly, funny little dream. So that's, we have mythic dreams, we have epic dreams. It's just a small, funny, silly little one. It comes at the end of really a night of dream travel all over the place, airports. And actually, a lot of it's in the Midwest, which you might or might not think is fun, but actually there are fun things in the Midwest. And I've had a lot of fun in the Midwest, so that does not make it boring. That's very, very interesting, strange stuff going on at an airport. And then I get to the scene that I'm going to describe to you. We'll break it up into a separate installment. We'll call it bathtub in America. I can't say bath. Bathtub in the backyard. This is the title. So I'm leading a workshop. I do this so often in my dreams, even before the pandemic. I used to teach much more in my dreams than waking life, and even I was teaching all these classes around the world. So I'm leading a workshop, and that's going fine. And now I go to stay in the very, very, very comfortable house I've been given. I've been given a large, comfortable house to myself as a residence for the presenter. Great.
Mm.
And there's a very handsome younger couple who's staying in a guest house on the same property. And they say to me, look, we've got a better bathroom than you. Why don't you come over and take your shower in our bathroom, and we'll take you out to dinner. I'm a bit tired, but they're intriguing. They're very attractive. And, you know, they're going to give me privacy. And I think, okay, maybe we'll go to dinner. I definitely want showers. So I go to the guest house. It's all very attractive. There's a beautiful garden, somewhat wild, somewhat tropical, but not completely unkempt, if you hear what I'm saying. So I go to the guest house. And somehow or other, I look in the bathroom, and that's okay, but I'm drawn to the backyard because there is what I think is a pool in the backyard. And I like to swim, and I don't get to swim very much where I live and don't travel these days. And I go out to the yard, and the pool is not a pool. It's not even a jacuzzi. It's an old-fashioned bathtub, you know, the kind that might have claw feet in an old-fashioned bathroom. And it's just sitting in a mud hole in the ground. There's a bathtub. I think there's water in it. There's certainly a tap. There's some way of putting water in it. And you can see the neighbors, a sort of chicken wire fence. It's not too grand out back. It's very sort of chicken scratch, sort of homey. And I can see there are neighbors who can see me, and there's a toddler there. And I'm just wearing a beautiful white shirt. I don't know what the fabric is, but it just feels so lovely. Like, I'm going to go and get in the tub. Head across the yard, and I'm sort of trying not to expose myself to the neighbors, and I'm waiting till the last minute to pull up my shirt. I whisk off the shirt, and the toddler squalls. He and he's pointing at me, and the neighbors are looking. I jump on the top, and the neighbors are smiling, and it's all okay. What a silly, funny little dream, you know?
Oh,
so, you know, if this is your dream or if you've got any thoughts or associations around it, I'd love to hear them.
Oh, wow. I do. So much comes up for me if it were my dream. Well, the first thing, I love that. Okay. Well, I want to ask you all those questions that you that you ask. We should do that first. Let's unpack it a little bit first. So what of this, what's the energy of this dream? What do you feel?
Well, the energy is good. I mean, I woke up cheerful and amused and entertained, and I'm thinking this is such a silly little dream, but it's really delightful. And it had that sort of creative energy. I mean, I've gone back to the practice of drawing something for my dreams every morning I possibly can. So I made a drawing. It's actually a pretty good drawing. It looks like me from the back, actually, as I'm pulling up my shirt. That's definitely my butt. There's a bathtub in the yard, and there's a toddler smirking at me. I put it up on my Facebook page where I've got an album of dream drawings. So it had that sort of spillover creative energy that made me want to do something fun with it immediately, which was just making a drawing with colored pencils.
Okay, so the part of the dream, what's the part that you drew? Because that must have been the most,
I drew the part of me pulling my shirt up over my head in front of the bathtub. With the toddler next door grinning and pointing at me through the chicken wire fence. That's the path that I drew.
That's so fabulous. Okay, so the part, is there a question that you have about the dream?
Well, I'm curious about the bathtub. I mean, if you're going to ask me about, you know, my life and the reality, I'm one of those people who never takes baths. I mean, I like movement in the water. I take showers. I don't like lying in a tepid or even a hot tub. I don't even like, I mean, jacuzzis I can put up with, but I'm not a Californian. I can do without hot tubs. I really like either to be under the shower or to be swimming. I want the water moving on me or to be moving in the water. So I can't remember when I last got in a tub. I mean, it's decades and decades ago. So it's odd that I am going to get in the tub, particularly since the tub is just sitting in a mud hole in the backyard.
Right.
I mean, this is so out of character. It's as if I'm determined to get in the pool, even if there's no pool there. So that is mysterious to me.
Okay. Well, I just want to acknowledge a few synchronicities. So I have a bathtub in my backyard.
Oh, do you?
There we go.
Coffee. Maybe I was rehearsing for this conversation, Kelly.
And it's not exactly in a mud hole, but I have my neighbor, she's sort of a compound mate. She's a horticulturist, so she's got a bunch of things growing in this tub, so it's not a tub that you would want to get into, and
you can kind of
see it from, like, the neighbors could probably see it if they looked up and wanted to look in. So I think there's a little piece of that synchronicity. So I think one of the things that, if it were my dream, that I look at, so any kind of nudity in a dream, to me, there's either nervousness about it, or it's okay. And I think, in my estimation, just in my inner psyche, I feel like the goal is to get comfortable. If I happen to be naked, so be it. Let it be fine, because that means I have nothing to hide. It's like it's all fine. It's all, like, there's no secret.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that. I have the same feeling about nudity. Or being improperly dressed in dreams. If it's okay with other people, then it's okay to expose yourself. And it's definitely okay here. The toddler is smirking and giggling and laughing. But the adults around are just smiling and nodding. It's really okay. It's fine. So I'm with you on that point.
Another little synchronicity is a friend of mine wrote a book recently that I was just talking to her. It's called King Lillian. And it's kind of the prequel to The Emperor's New Clothes, and we were just talking about this. So there's something about the little boy in this dream that's like, oh, you're naked. So to me, there's something that's synchronistic about that whole archetype, about, like, not wearing anything and it's okay, like not having to put on any pomp and circumstance. Like, in the emperor archetype is, like, he's exposed, and in some way, as an archetype, like, because this is all, like, the election just happened, in many ways there's been an, like, I don't know, from my opinion, I might isolate some of your listeners. I don't want to get too political, but it feels like there's been some, like, the emperor is exposed. And so to me, I feel like if it's my dream, I want my emperor exposed. I don't want to live with any pomp and circumstance. I want to be exposed, and I want it to be fine. I'd like that to be fine, whether I'm in the front yard or the backyard. And so I think that's just a piece of this about, like, being comfortable being exposed. And I like that there's, like, a good feeling in this dream, that it's fine,
yeah.
and it's all joyous. And so that, to me, feels like integration. That feels really good. I also, I have a thing about bathtubs. I have a bathtub, and I never use it. And I always think I want to, though. But I'm also a fan of swimming and being in the open water. And there's also this thing to me, any kind of bathroom and even water. So the bathroom to me is also about cleaning something up, about releasing something. A bath and anything that happens in the bathroom, there's some kind of a releasing that's happening, some kind of a letting go of maybe whatever was dirty before, whatever needed to be cleaned up. So it feels good. We could talk about this for hours, but I feel like anything that happens in the bathroom is like a blessing, because it's so easy. It's such an elegant way of releasing and letting go of something.
Right. Well, all of that is very timely and relevant and resonates with me. I mean, we don't need to draw any political threads here, and we certainly can't draw them tight. We've all been talking about the emperor's clothes. I mean, that's been one of the analogies or archetypes that have been discussed for the last 4 years or 5 years.
Yeah.
So making an association there, it works at least on the general level of positioning this dream where it is. And the dream is early yesterday morning, the end of that weekend. My God, that weekend, it seemed like 10 years, right? So we're all in this state day after day, night after night since the election. So the dream is also about releasing, you know, into a happy, simple kind of, as you're saying, with the bathroom stuff. Bathroom stuff, I agree. I mean, and for me, taking a shower at the end of leading a workshop. And, you know, I used to lead workshop sessions that might last for 10 hours in one day, or even sometimes longer with, you know, face-to-face interaction. You definitely need a shower to sort of scour off all the energy you've picked up in that kind of exchange. And it felt exactly like that in the dream. So there was a need for releasing, and for all of us, by the end of the weekend, there was that generic need for releasing. So you're right on the money there, I would say.
And there's something to play with. I mean, the whole notion of, like, you said something about, oh, they were going to offer me their place and there's plenty of privacy, and then it turns out there's not. So there's something about the contrast between privacy and publicity, and the kind of unknowing or unexpected. And I think there's something for me, and I would imagine for you, but if this were my dream, because I'm a public figure. I often am talking, like, I'm right on the edge. I speak whatever's on my mind. There's no time for editing. And so it's like I'm having right now, I'm having a private conversation with you, but it is in public. And sometimes things pop out of my mouth that I don't expect, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. What?
So, and it's so charming when you let that happen, Kelly. I've been delighted by that on one or two of our sharings. By the way, if you're new to Kelly or even new to me, I mean, we go back and forth on each other's shows every few months because it's just so much fun. And it's a releasing and a good laugh in itself. But everything that you're saying speaks to me, you know, very, very directly and very deeply.
I love it. So there's something about this attractive couple, too. Anyway, there's so much. But I think this is, you said this is a charming little dream, but I think you and I could play inside the playground of this dream for probably at least a year and not even get to the bottom of it. I think there's so much here about the mud hole and the bathtub and the attractive versus the better bathroom, the better place to release. There's a lot here. I love it. Thank you for bringing me into your muddy bathtub, and I would be happy to, like, I want you to one of these days come to my muddy bathtub in my backyard and do a dream workshop. So I feel we're that much closer to it.
I never want to tie up dreams in, you know, tight bows or strings of analysis or interpretation. I mean, we might want to get a quick take on the dream because it might require some action, or we might need to
read
the message or look in the mirror and see the shadow or whatever it is. But I'm generally happy with my dreams these days to say, well, I was there, I did that. What is the energy left over from it? What am I going to do with it? Does it give me a story? Does it give me a picture? And one of the things that I've been finding more and more consciously in this age of pandemic is the big thing that I'm getting from my own dreams is simply the ability to get out and about in all sorts of places. And some of them are sort of mythic places, some like movie sets. Some of them, I think, are actually real places that might be in this world that I might go to in the future or might even be operating in a certain kind of counterpart reality right now. Some might be parallel worlds. Some might be alternative universes. Some might be places where the dead are alive. Some might be mythic stories. Let me give you another example of this, and then we come back after the break. I'm going to look to you to tell us a dream that might give us a sense of how you play in your dreams. But let me just give you an example. I mean, I've been in Denmark again and again and again the last few weeks. Now, I've been to Denmark in ordinary reality twice in my life. I mean, I like it. I've been watching, I watch streaming video on my exercise bike. It's a very lazy man's exercise bike. It's a recumbent bike, so you don't have to move too much. But I watch streaming video on the bike, so I'm getting some exercise and don't binge. I've been watching a wonderful Danish video series called Borgen, a political drama, so clever, so human. Anyway, but that's not the only reason for the Denmark dreams. The Denmark dreams are not about ordinary Denmark. They're about a counterpart reality in Copenhagen where really interesting and strange things happen. They're Viking dreams where I'm back in an earlier era in the thick of both Scandinavian blood sports, moving among goddesses and giantesses, etc. And what's going on here? Well, you could say, well, Robert's got Scandinavian ancestors, and they're coming, which I do, and they're coming alive. A lot of Scandinavian ancestors. I never spent enough time from their point of view studying their traditions and their history. I'm coming back to that now. But the gift of these experiences really, I was out and about again. Gosh, I was in that alternate Copenhagen. I was back in Viking times trying to deal with a giantess who's carrying really awesome weapons. I'm facing a whole bunch of Viking heroes and deities and giants and frost giants and giantesses, and I just got in my hand a screwdriver. This is my weapon. We'd have some fun with that dream if we were to pause on it. Anyway, so that's just giving a sort of a feel for it.
Ooh.
As I say, for me, one of the great things is the pleasure of getting out and about, having these adventures in different places. And I often come back and I think, well, I was there, I did that. It's my practice to write it down. In a sense, I sometimes feel I don't need to because I was just there, I did that. It was a real experience somewhere else. Anyway, so this is part of the quality of my dream life, and in conditions when I can't travel the way I used to, this is some relief.
Can I say a peep about that dream?
I beg your pardon?
I know we're about to go to a break, but can I say a little peep about your Denmark dream?
Oh, you can, yes. You've just got a taste that you can go for it.
Well, it feels like, so everyone in the dream from the perspective of, it's all in my dream, every character. So I had some giants in my dream as well, and I feel like this dream is like I'm connecting with my giant and these larger-than-life gods and goddesses, and I'm scared of them. I'm scared of my own power, and I'm trying to fight them off with this little screwdriver, which, of course, isn't going to do much. I'm going to try to screw them, but it's like really I'm just screwing myself when I push away my own power, and I think perhaps this dream is like a predecessor to another level, another layer of largesse or of bigness, of stepping into more power. And
that's great from your perspective, Kelly, but you didn't ask me how I felt about the dream. Because it didn't have
any
that energy
at all.
I was completely without fear in the presence of the scientists, even though my only weapon, let me say, it's not a little screwdriver, it's a very, very hefty, long screwdriver.
Ooh.
It's a serious tool, but I'm facing people with Viking axes and swords and spears and all that sort of stuff. But the interesting thing is, I was not frightened at all, not in the dream and not afterwards. So,
the
bit about screw you might come into play. The goddesses are also sort of rather, the giants are also sort of rather lusty and flirtatious in a very bawdy, rowdy kind of way while shaking their weapons and their body parts. So what you said is great as a general comment on a bit of a text. But as you and I know, in the presence of the dreamer, we have to consider the throbbing, emotional, energetic qualities of the dream for the dreamer. Otherwise, we'll go down a trail which might take us far away from what the dream is, so that for the dreamer, you know that as well as I do. Mm-hmm. But you were brave and bold, wading in. You waded in like a giantess, waving a Viking axe, you know. I'm going to have a hack at this. I'll have a go at this. See what Robert does with his puny screwdriver in the face of my assault.
It feels kind of David and Goliath-ish, too. Like, maybe that's all it takes to overcome whatever that is and to surmount it so that you
rise. It actually sent me back to reading some of the stories from the Viking mythology, from the sagas, from the Eddas and all of that. Elves feel like dolls or ants in the presence of the giants. You know, they're enormous. But because they're gods, they can shapeshift. Odin can become a giant big enough to meet the lovely, terrifying giantess. And in dreams, we can do that kind of thing, too. We can shapeshift, can't we? We're not confined to the initial role. All right, I hope you're having fun listening to Kelly and me having fun. We're talking to Kelly Walden. What's your website, Kelly?
It's my name, KellySullivanWalden.com. And if that's too hard to spell, you can go to IHadTheStrangestDream.com.
Worth checking out. Kelly is a coruscating fountain of enthusiasm and passion for dreaming. She teaches in many forms. She's got books. She's got oracle cards. She's got her own radio show. She's got other resources you'll want to check out. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Kelly to lay a dream on me, and we'll continue our theme of trying to encourage you to understand how much fun, how much release, how much entertainment, how much travel you can do in your dream. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss.
Where can you find out about dreams and the dream world? MossDreams.com. At MossDreams.com, you can find out about Robert Moss, his work, and discover the way of the dreamer. Read numerous articles and essays on almost every facet of dreams. Find out Robert's class and workshop schedule. Read reviews and so much more. Visit MossDreams.com to find your way of the dreamer. That's MossDreams.com.
Robert Moss has a deep engagement with the dream world. And now you can take a crash course from this master of active dreaming at your own pace. That's right. You can get Robert's 8 exciting half-hour programs on a new DVD set called Way of the Dreamer. Share Robert's story as a dreamer and dream healer. This dynamic 3-DVD set can help teach you how to find your way through your dreams to realize your full potential. Don't wait to learn the practical dreamwork techniques that can help you understand how to attain better health, emotional stability, spiritual awareness, and more. Order Way of the Dreamer DVDs today from Amazon.com or MossDreams.com. That's MossDreams.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
This is Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We're talking Kelly Sullivan Walden, website kellysullivanwalden.com. And what we're doing really is enjoying ourselves and hopefully giving you some enjoyment as you come to the party, come to the breakfast table, come to the nice living room with the glasses of wine or the bathtub in the backyard, and we just remember what a joy it can be to share dreams and stories in the right way with a friend and both have some sense of what you're doing, some sense of process. We need a sense of process. So dreaming really for me is a very social activity. It's individual, of course. It's highly personal. There are things you may not want to share. But it's social in a couple of senses. First of all, we get out and about. We meet other people in our dreams. And although we can talk about those other people as aspects of ourselves, I often suspect that those other people might actually be other people. They might be transpersonal figures. And the social in the other sense that, you know, if we have a way of sharing dreams that is fun and fast and quick and lively, well, then it can become part of our social engagement, and the conversation can go deep and rich. It can build friendships, and it can just be so enjoyable. So, Kelly, thank you so much for playing with my dream of bathtub in the backyard. Do you have a dream you would like to share right now?
I do, and thank you so much for letting me frolic in your backyard bathtub. That was wonderful. a dream I had, actually, this is from a couple nights ago. There's been a lot of buses, a lot of travel. For some reason, buses. So a bus full of people, boisterous, loud crowd people. We end up pulling up to what looks like a big movie set, and there's just a ton of people, and it's kind of chaotic. And I'm ushered inside this sort of soundstage, and I'm excited that it's like, oh, I get to go inside. This is exciting. And they give me a badge, and the badge is really important because without it, I'd get kicked out. Like, with the badge, I'm on the inside. Without the badge, I'd be kicked out. So I have this badge. I'm inside, and Mick Jagger is a part of whatever is happening in there. And Jennifer Aniston, those are the two stars of this boisterous show. And it's a great time. I'm there for a while, and at some point, I want to leave. And I know that I want to come back. And somebody says, make sure you have your badge. So I have my badge, and I'm about to exit, and there's this crowd of people, and this guy is telling me to give this thing. It's like a jar of lotion or something. Give it to Mick Jagger. And I'm like, oh, dude, no. You got to make it easy for me. Like, and if I'm going to give some to him, I've got to give it to Jennifer Aniston, too, and I've got to give some to everybody. So give me a bag full of everything that I need, like enough for everyone. And if you want to promote yourself, then put your business card connected to it. But I'm not going to do it the wrong way. It has to be the right way. So I'm admonishing this guy for marketing himself the wrong way and how to do it the right way as I exit the soundstage. And that's my dream.
What an interesting dream. Did you give it a title?
Oh, God, I probably did, and I'm not looking at it, but let's just say
I'm on the inside.
I'm on the inside. I've got the pass.
Okay. All right. Now, what are your feelings coming out of the dream? What are your feelings right now, for that matter, around the dream?
I'm excited, and I'm feeling like it's a good feeling to be on the inside and to, I mean, I could relate it to my life, and I already have kind of a sense of what it's related to, but there's a sense of kind of calm excitement that I get to be where the action is.
Calm excitement, that's interesting. All right, let's do a bit of reality check. Let's see what you recognize literally or symbolically from the dream in your life. The bus, for a start, do you ever get on buses?
No, buses are...
Maybe it goes back to childhood or whatever, but when in life, looking forward rather than back, when in life might you ever be on a bus that turns out to be a promising situation, taking you somewhere interesting? Could that come up in the future?
It seems like it'd be when I'm in another country or in another place that's not my home.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. A foreign place.
And are you conscious in life of the moments when you need the correct ID, you need the badge, you need the credentials to get in or get through? Is that a situation that comes up, literally or symbolically? Needing the badge, needing the ID, needing the credentials?
Well, I know in my life and for the last probably, ever since I've probably known you, there's been different iterations of dream television shows that have been kind of being courted around me that I'm being courted in, and haven't gotten that green light, haven't been invited in yet for the actual show. I mean, there's been some quasi-filming, there's been pilots, there's been things that have been close, but I know, and there's one right now being shopped as we speak, and I know there's, I'm working on the, like, how do I get into the right frame of mind so as to not sabotage it.
Right. Well, that's very interesting, and that helps to focus, you know, where we shoot the light beam, where we turn the projector for the next part of the dream. When I hear about celebrities in dreams, movie stars or whatever, I always want to ask myself or someone else to play the space alien game, by which I mean, you know, you're talking to me. I've come from a distant galaxy. That's not hard to imagine. I've never heard of these people. Who is Mick Jagger? Who is Jennifer Aniston? So tell me something briefly, you know, that a space alien could make sense of. You know, who is Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger is crazy and wild, and he doesn't give a bleep about the rules.
That's enough. My space alien tells me that's enough. My inner space alien, telling my inner space alien, has got it. So who's Jennifer Aniston?
She
who's
Jennifer is Aniston? Famous and funny and gorgeous.
Okay. All right, great. And what's this business about the marketing and who you give the stuff to and whether you have the business card or not? I mean, so there's a marketing theme, and the way that it's being put to you, you're not impressed by it. You wanted to reach more people in a different way. Does that relate to situations in your life now or into the future where you might have to do some more marketing to get it right?
Yeah. Every time I have a book or an Oracle deck come out, there's always the, okay, Kelly, you got to do your part as the author to get it out there.
Right,
and
exactly.
And that's always awkward for me. It's always like it feels squeamish to me. Like I'd rather it just happen naturally. And so I'm always trying to find the most graceful, effortless way to do it. Ooh, did we get lost or the aliens really invading? Okay.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you are interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
you're back with us. It was Robert Moss and Kelly Sullivan Walden. I guess the trickster came into play, but around the time we're going to take a break, so it didn't disrupt things too much. We've just been talking about how if you've got a celebrity in your dream, you might want to pretend you're talking to a space alien, tell the space alien what this person is like, and get a sketch of what that element of the dream might be like. So we're working and playing with Kelly's dream of being on the inside and having to figure out something about marketing. And we've come to the moment when I ask one more question, and then I start offering some feedback. So that the next question, Kelly, is what do you most want to know about this dream? What are you most curious about?
How is this dream? Okay, let me just jump over here for 1 second. I woke up this morning with this thought. Aha, that's why. And what I thought was, every dream is giving us an answer to why or what. And so my question is, how is this dream trying to help me with this new exciting possibility that's in front of me?
Right. Okay, well, that's framing the question very well. But if it's my dream, I start out on a bus, which is not a form of transportation I, Robert, typically like. I take buses usually only between airport terminals or something like that. However, I can imagine in the context of making movies or political campaigns, think of the Biden bus and all of that. I mean, the bus can come into play in or concert or rock star tour, Mick Jagger on the bus. Jennifer Aniston with a film crew. So I can see buses that are sort of elite buses doing interesting stuff like that, and this might be that kind of bus. In my dreams, I also like my version of the magic school bus. I've got a crowd of people who are going to learn things together. So there's a good bus and there's a bad bus. I don't like buses in general because they make lots of stops that I'm not interested in as a collective vehicle, where typically in ordinary life or otherwise I don't have much control. However, this is getting me to an interesting place. It's like a movie set. It's like a movie studio. And that resonates for me in two ways. If it's my dream and my life, in a sense, I want to get onto the set, the TV set. I want to get into the set. I want to be with the producers, the directors, making something in front of video cameras. So there's that sense. There's also the other sense, the more symbolic sense, that, you know, this might be a dream studio, a dream cinematic, dream film studio, where I am in a position to be co-director and, to some extent, scriptwriter and star of my own production, if I claim that power. I've got the big stars, and they represent what aspects of myself, what aspects of my potential I need to bring into play in order to be the star, the scriptwriter, and the director. The things I talked about in relation to Mick Jagger, wild, crazy, don't worry too much about the rules. The things I said about Jennifer Aniston, you know, beautiful and all the rest of it. The quality, though, and being able to laugh at things and keep your sense of humor through the ups and downs of life. The qualities of those two, and they're male and female as well, I mean, I think that I am meant, if the dream is telling me, I'm meant to bring qualities of these two complementary styles in every way into play. And the people advising me on marketing don't know what they're doing from my point of view. I'm going to need to take charge of that myself and do it in a different way. And through all of this, I need to make sure that I've got my badge. Now, you and I have both been to studios. When you go to a TV studio, and I presume a movie set, they give you a badge. Yeah, they give you a badge. They give you something that hangs on your lapel. They might hide it during the actual performance, but every time I've gone to a studio, even for radio, a major studio, they give you a badge. They put it on your, you know, on your shirt front, on your jacket. So I associate getting the badge and needing to keep the badge with me as again having a double meaning. First of all, it's maybe a literal glimpse of how I would be rigged out if I'm getting to the TV studio of my life dreams. And secondly, it's about making sure that I have my badge, I have my certification, I have my ID in the sense of being absolutely prepared and focused and poised to take advantage of the opportunity, because I need to be ready, if it's my dream, to take charge of this marketing operation and not let it be misguided, not be misdirected by people who don't understand how to do it. So those are the things that come to me.
Ooh, I love that. I got so much from that. I feel like there's something about the badge that I didn't get before, about, like, it's kind of like my identity, my ID. I'm worthy of being here. And I also felt like the word, you said it's going to hang on my jacket, but it sounded like you said on my Jagger. So it's like my ID, I'm hanging my ID on my Jagger, And there's like a swagger that comes with Jagger.
I shouldn't have given you those ferocious giantesses with all their weapons. I mean, I think this is doing a number on your imagination.
Watch
on your dagger. Now I really have to be fearful. I've better check my screwdriver.
Get your screwdriver got nothing on me. Oh my god. Oh, it's so funny.
So the last thing, Kelly, is there something that you will now do with the dream? Because I always want to know if we're going to spend time working a dream. Where does this go now? How do you embody it? How do you bring the guidance into focus in your life? It might be about that, making some navigational plan. It might be about some physical action you could take. It might even be, because I like this kind of childish creativity, might even be making yourself a badge, you know, some kind of badge.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as abstract as you like, as you know, but some kind of badge. I can picture a badge that has an image of both Mick Jagger and Jennifer Aniston as part of it.
Or like do one of those mashups where if they had a baby, this is what it would look like. Just kidding.
It could be that too. You know, hermaphroditic toddler Mick Aniston. Yeah. Jen Jagger. Oh, you said Dagger. Jen Jagger.
Jen Jagger. Oh my God. But what I got was the embodiment of the energy. To me, mostly it's the Jagger quality because I think. Where this is helping me, right? Where the metal meets the road, or the pedal meets the metal. I don't know. I'm getting that metaphor wrong, but where it hits the street for me is, I think I sometimes fall prey to being trying to do it all right, trying to be good, trying to get all my get it all together, which I think just equates to me being nervous and spastic, as opposed to just wild and full of. Swagger of Jagger, like it just doesn't care. Like I'm just going to show up and be the rock star version of myself, and I'll do what Jennifer Aniston does, which is make sure my hair looks good. And that, as long as my hair looks good, on top of this wild, crazy beast of a rock and roller, then I'll be fine. And Mick Jagger doesn't care how old he is either.
Don't go in there wearing the Mick Jagger hair, my dear. You're in Southern California. You know better than that.
I'll make sure to be coiffed and embody my inner Jagger on the inside, Aniston on the outside. Boom. That's it. That's my bumper sticker.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. What say your bumper sticker again? What's your bumper sticker again?
It's Jagger on the inside, Aniston on the outside.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I could make myself the kind of badge that is just that sort of simple card you put inside a plastic sheet and you hang it around your neck or pin it to your jacket. You know, I could just take a small index card and I might do the picture, but certainly write, instead of the regular ID, write that, you know. Jagger on the inside, Aniston on the outside.
That is exciting.
Just play with it.
That feels good. Ooh.
Yeah, that's good.
Robert.
Yeah, that's juicy. I'm thinking because you took us to a movie studio in your dream. When we come back after the break, probably coming up fairly soon, I'll talk to you a little bit about one of my favorite locales. When I'm in that in-between drifty state, when you're not awake, you're not asleep. You know, I spend a lot of time in. I have a most unusual body clock, and I don't sleep for long periods of time. And I do a lot of dreaming in between sleep and ordinary waking consciousness. Sometimes I just wish myself into what I could call my personal dream studio. You know, you go in and, or your dream cinema, you go in and you might start out by watching movies on a screen, pictures that come up, and then you might step through the screen into the set. So I want to talk to you a little bit about some things I discover allowing this kind of thing to unfold, and the idea that some of our dreams actually are like movies in the sense that there's a hidden production crew behind the curtain of the world. Stories and productions for us to entertain us and to educate us, and in your case, maybe if it's my life as well as my dream, maybe to give me the keys to do getting myself inside to that inside space and working out the marketing plan and the personal characteristics and poise that will get me there. So dreams do give us solutions, don't they, whether or not we're asking for them. We're talking to the wonderful Kelly Sullivan Walden. You can find her website, kellysullivanwalden.com. Books and oracle cards and all sorts of other goodies, and we'll be back for more juice and more dream play after the break.
all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. You are listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss, as we always celebrate dreams, coincidence, imagination. By the way, I have a new online class starting this week. Starts on Thursday for the Ships Network. It's amazing how much we are doing in these live virtual reality classes. I'm now doing live shamanic drumming. We're having a dream clinic in each class with face-to-face encounters. This is a big one. It's called Dream Journeys Beyond the Veil of Ordinary Perception, Beyond the Veil Between Life and Death. So we explore our connection with the ancestors and the departed, particularly important in these times with death all around us. So there's nothing funereal about this. It brings life and joy and clarity and courage through for everyday purposes. So check that out. If you just go to my website, mossdreams.com, you'll find the link to the new Shift Network course starting on Thursday. So I have to mention that. And while I'm playing self-promoter, I also have to mention my new book, Growing Big Dreams. Manifesting Your Heart's Desires Through 12 Secrets of the Imagination. Now we have Kelly Sullivan Walden, who is a prolific author, writer, soon to be a star of stage and screen, produces interesting divination decks involving dreams, from which I hope to learn something more beyond what I've learned already. So, Kelly, in your practice, in the cycle of your days and nights, do you spend much time in this liminal state between sleep and awake, the hypnagogic zone? Is this part of your dreaming, or is it? It is. Okay.
Yeah, and it's definitely when I have a difficult time sleeping. I mean, I love it when I sleep solid all the way through, but when I don't, I take it as an opportunity to flex other muscles and to explore other realms I'm just getting over a cold, and I didn't want to have to take NyQuil to stop my coughing, so I just said, all right, I'm calling all the angels, I'm calling everyone in, I don't want to have to take NyQuil, I'm calling everyone in, so I literally went to a realm where all my angels, all the giants were there, and I'm like, you've got marching orders, I want you to get me to sleep, but I want you to do it, next thing I knew, it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I had slept a solid 6 hours without having to take anything. So there was something very practical about being able to do something in the middle hypnagogic liminal place, which was magical.
Right. Yes,
but,
I agree.
But I know
that.
You were talking about going to other places, other realms, other.
Well,
I actually
am content not to try to control it at all for the most part, just to let images rise and fall, and sometimes just fruit for the images, and sometimes an image begins to form a scene or an encounter or something, and then you might be popped into lucid dreaming or into some kind of communication with a little transpersonal guide or some kind of adventure. But for the most part, I'm content. And I spend a lot of my time in this liminal in-between state because I rarely sleep for more than 2 hours at a time. You know, this has been true throughout my life. And over the last week, with all the jangled in nerves and anxiety, etc., like everybody else, I wasn't sleeping much at all. But I'm not just a biphasic sleeper, I'm a polyphasic sleeper. I sleep in several segments. If I can manage it, I'll take an afternoon nap, and I may or may not have interesting dreams from that period. Then during the night, I'll have a couple of other periods of sleep, and they typically are not more than 2 hours, Kelly. It's been like this since I was a kid. Of course, I was a very sickly kid. So, you know, if I am a six-hour rest cure like that, yes, I'd be in favor of that. And there are times when my body, I guess, has demanded that to sometimes receive it. But by and large, if I spend too long in sleep, I am exhausted when I come back. And I know why from my point of view, because in dreams, from my point of view, we don't necessarily go as a thought form. We go in some kind of energy body. And if we're traveling with enough of our heavier energy, etheric energy, as well as astral energy, we can be drained. I mean, if I fly to Australia in my dreams, where I was born, I go sometimes, fly across the ocean, across the continent, I can be completely drained. I mean, beyond jet lag, if I've been out for 6 hours or so, a shorter visit works better. But I'm not recommending my style to anybody else. I absolutely would not. Probably destroy most people, but we have different metabolisms, different relationships with time, night and day, consciousness and all the rest of it. And I actually find that I can rest quite well in that drifty in-between state if I just let myself relax into it. Anyway, sometimes in that in-between state, I will say, okay, let's get something good. I'm going to go to my version of the dream cinema. And I discovered this place long ago in the morning when I had no dreams. I thought, okay, where can I go to find the dreams that I've lost? And I found myself outside a cinema resembling a movie theater from childhood where I used to go and watch Saturday matinees back in the days of the Mickey Mouse Club, you know? Looks like that. And I go inside and it opens out into something more. And suddenly, in my imagination, if you like, in this in-between state, I'm sitting down and I'm looking at the screen and some trailers come on and then a movie starts playing. But this is cool. I've got this entertainment center inside myself are available to me. And it's grown and grown and grown since then. And all sorts of things go on. The setting changes. The person at the ticket booth is very interesting. Sometimes she, it's always she for me, is friendly. Sometimes not so friendly. Once I arrived at the dream cinema with a lion accompanying me like a dog. Sometimes when I'm lost, I feel a lion lying beside me. So I went in the hypnagogic state to the dream cinema with my lion. And the lady, mountainous lady, rising in the dark of the lobby, because it's closed for everybody else, says, "You can't bring that animal in here." I'm outraged. So this is a spontaneous dream experience. I willed myself to go to a certain place, but certain things I'm not controlling are playing out. I'm not going to go on and on like this, but the point is, when we think about the dream games available to us, they are as wild and as varied as our imagination or lack thereof. Anyway, whatever form it takes for you or me or other people, I do recommend to people if they want to become better dreamers, more playful dreamers, more creative dreamers, and more lucid dreamers, a great place, a great sandbox to play in is this threshold state, this liminal state between sleep and awake. And so few people, although people recognize what we're talking about when we mention it, so few people seem to have given much thought to what is possible. Of course, the dream yoga people do to some extent. Because if you spend more time here, it becomes like an everyday simple dream yoga without the funny words and the mantras and so on, because you are practicing a kind of continuity of consciousness. But I would simply say here is a playground to think about in addition to the other ones we've been talking about.
I think there's something really brilliant about this. I mean, I feel like there's all kinds of research and information out in the world about the value of getting 8 hours sleep and all of that, and I think all of that is brilliant and valid, and I love it when I get a full night's sleep. But for the millions and millions of people that don't get a consistent night's sleep. And I think in some way that's more people, more and more with, I don't know, with the pandemic and all this, this is hopeful. You make me feel excited for the nights that I am not getting a regular, ordinary night's sleep. Like when I do find myself waking up every couple of hours, I'm going to keep you in my mind. How would Robert Moss dream this? How would he handle this?
Yes. Well, thank you. Let's say very briefly, because unfortunately we're running out of tick-tock time. This can be a cure for insomnia. I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody or work all the time, but when you can't sleep in the middle of the night, why don't you say to yourself, there are other things I can do. Well, of course, you can watch TV or have a snack. But one of the things you could do is, okay, I'm going to rest. I'm going to let my body lie dormant. I'm going to feel myself resting, and I'm going to be open to the images that come to me in this in-between state, and maybe something juicy and lively will come to me. Because if you can take that attitude, you might have a personal remedy for insomnia. You might find that there are better things that you can do than grouse and whine because you're not asleep in the middle of the night when you can drift into other worlds. So that's a possibility. Yes, we're talking to wonderful Kelly Sullivan. Well, we'll be back for a moment really just to say, you know, thank you and sweet dreams. After the break, you're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978. Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
You've been listening to Way of the Dreamer. This is Robert Moss. Do go over to mossdreams.com, my website, and have a look at the goodies there, including the link to my new online course, The Shift Network. Starting on Thursday, we've been talking to the wonderful Kelly Sullivan Walton. The website, again, is kellysullivanwalton.com. Do go over there. She has all sorts of goodies for you. And thank you, Kelly, for helping affirm and demonstrate the sheer fun and release and relief and joy and laughter that can come from dreaming and sharing dreams with a good friend in the right way.
Thank you, Robert. It's always such a joy, and it's such a shot in the arm, and it makes me want to increase my swagger. Just being with you, I'd take you over Mick Jagger any day, actually.
Well, you're a lady of impeccable taste and discernment, of course.
Thank you.
All right. To everybody, may you grow big dreams for life, and may they take root in the world.